Om Shanti and welcome everyone to our chit-chat with our seniors. My name is Yogesh and I'm based in Turkey for Baba's service. And as we all know, this year 2020 has given us many new experiences. And one of them is the chance to visit Madhuban in a new way. Now, as well as visiting physically and visiting Madhuban in our subtle angelic forms, but this year also has given us the chance to visit Madhuban in our subtle virtual form. And that's what we'll be doing today. We know that we all come together to Madhuban using the vehicle of our intellect, but also we are using the vehicle of the internet this weekend especially. So how wonderful that we're able to come together as a global family to visit our sweet home in Mount Abu. And so let's come along and meet with Didi Nirmala, who has been waiting for us with open arms and an open heart. So Didi, we have arrived. We are here. And thank you for welcoming us back to our sweet home. And Didi is going to speak to us about attractions and distractions. And the plan is that she'll speak for about 15 minutes. And then after that, there'll be half an hour for questions and answers. If you'd like to ask a question, then please type it in the chat box. And if you could put three stars before the question, so we can differentiate it from questions and from comments. So Didi, over to you. Attractions and distractions. So please tell us about that.
Om Shanti. Welcome to Madhuban virtually. Hope you have enjoyed walk around Mount Abu. Now, these days, the attractions are electronic gadgets, iPhone, computers, cars, motorbikes, and those who are householders, they would like to have widescreen, color TV, variety badges, lockets, etc. Some people want name, fame, position, and some of the Asians who are used to do bhakti, because bhakti also has got lots of show and pomp, and easy, no need to follow any maryadas. And so some people are attracted even after jnana to bhakti. Also attraction may be to the human being who is having charismatic personality, planning intellect, social media, and Facebook, because in the name of service, some people spend a lot of time on social media and Facebook, because some people like to have chat all the time, and it's easy with Facebook. Now the distractions we have, internet surfing, social gatherings, birthday parties, marriage, death, some Brahmins are still fond of shopping to, or at least whilst being on the road, they might be window shopping or real shopping, spending their time, money and energy. Brahmin gossiping on network is also very powerful these days. And some people are worried about others' opinion, especially those who are family people. Society may say, oh, why you have to wear all the time whites? Are you widow, etc.? And so they are worried about their look, about other people's opinion. And old sanskar, laziness, dependency, because in Laukik life there had been lots of dependency. As a child, we dependent on parents. Those eight dependency may continue. There may be conflict of sanskars, because in a service, when we are working as a team, it's easy to work by myself. But when I have to work with others, sometimes there is conflict. There may be influence by someone's opinion, because if I'm not able to make decision, or if I'm told by someone to do something, or their opinion, somebody may be influenced. Old sanskar of sleeping long hours, comfort lovers, sensitive nature, desire for name, fame, position. So all sorts of attraction and distraction can waste our time, money, energy. Sangam Yoga is a very valuable time. And Baba is again and again emphasizing that we should not be wasting our time and energy. So we have to pay a lot of attention, not to only not have impure thoughts, but not also to have waste thoughts. So what we need to do is, first, create disinterest in the whole world. Because we know in a short time, we will have a new world. And in the old world, there is lot of show and pomp. Science has created so many attractive gadgets, and today also Baba was saying that we can have hundreds story houses. So there can be such interest in decorating the house or decorating even Baba's house. Though Baba says spirituality means simplicity, but many Brahmins have that sanskar of decorating their house and centers. So we had to pay attention, as today Baba was saying, follow Maryadas right from Amdatvela. Maintain our chart. Keep an aim and object in our mind that I want to become master of the world like Lakshmi Narayan. And maintain zeal and enthusiasm. Because when we are new in Gyan, there is so much zeal and enthusiasm. But afterwards, as we become old in Gyan, sometimes what happens, we become little bit lazy or lack of enthusiasm. And we say, okay, let new ones carry on giving classes and courses and all. They have so much interest and enthusiasm. Let them go ahead. And so now what we need to do is be introvert, check what sort of thoughts we have. Am I Swadarshan Chakratari? Am I revising Morley? Am I churning yarn? Am I following Baba's direction? Or am I body conscious and still having my old sanskars attracted by external things? So we have to check ourselves and spend our time, energy in a worthwhile way. Because we know this is the time to create my fortune. Why should I waste it? And this is the time to remember Baba. Because nowadays in Morley, Baba is emphasizing on two things. Be soul conscious, remember me. Be Manmanabhavan. So Baba has given us the title of being constant yogi, easy yogi. So I have to be having my intellect connected to Baba, home, and Sukhdham, the golden age. So if I am keeping my mind busy, either in churning yarn, yoga, or in service, then the mind will not be playing mischief or running here and there. So my intellect should be clean and clear, so that I'm able to judge properly, discern properly, and I am able to see Maya clearly. Because Maya comes in an attractive form. I have to discern it. I am knowledgeful of Maya, but I have to discern it and not be trapped by Maya. Because Maya is all the time alert, checking. If I'm not alert, Maya will attack me. If I'm weak, Maya will attack me. So I have to be really, really very careful and see Maya from distance, keep Baba with me. If Baba is with me, I am Master Almighty, Shiv Shakti combined, or under canopy of Baba, then Maya will run away. Otherwise, Maya is ready to attack me. So, I have to be very, very attentive, careful, and powerful. Loving and detached. So, as much as I am paying attention, I'll see Maya will keep at a distance. I won't be attracted by Maya. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Lili. Before we come to the questions part, we ask everyone to please open their cameras, so that we can see all the divine faces and also really feel that we are here together as one global family. So, Lili, you have covered so many topics already, and perhaps you have partly already answered some of these questions. But here is the first question that has come up. And it is this, that what sanskars particularly create or influence this tendency of being attracted? What sanskars particularly create this tendency to be attracted?
I would say it's body consciousness, and because of that, people are extrovert. And human beings, possessions, position attracts them. If one has deep love for Baba and deep understanding of future, Kaliyugi things are not as attractive as Golden Age. And that's what Baba says, keep clearly vision of Golden Age. What are the Kaliyugi gadgets as compared to Golden Age? In a Golden Age, there will be Viman standing at our door. So today's Mercedes or whatever cars are there, they are not as good as our future Vimans, aeroplanes or helicopter or whatever it is. So if my Jnan is clear, and if I am yogi, then I wouldn't be attracted to human beings or material possessions.
Okay, so you're saying there's no iPhones in the golden age then. All right. So next question then. Another question here, Didi, is which sort of determined thoughts do we need in order to be not attracted?
Today Baba was saying, keep on saying Baba, Baba all the time. Because Baba is the best one. Baba is my mother, father, friend, relative, everything. Beloved, husband, guru, teacher, everything. So if I have all relationship with Baba, if I have deep love for Baba, I'll be detached from human beings. And I know nobody is as good as Baba. Nobody can give me as much support as Baba. So my relationship with Baba, my faith in Baba, my taking support from Baba will help me to be independent. Because I find dependency is a very deep-rooted sanskar, whether in Asian or Westerners. Dependency on partner, children, and attachment to parents, partner, children, grandchildren, that distracts us from Jnana, yoga, and service.
Okay, thank you. There is another question about one of the subtle vices, and that is laziness. So somebody asks about this, that what is laziness, and how can you overcome laziness?
Laziness comes specially for waking up at Amrit Vela. Because people feel, oh, Baba says whole day remember me. Why should I wake up early in the morning? Or when it comes to do karma yoga, Jnana yoga, nobody will say, okay, I don't want to give the course, let somebody else give course. If there is a chance to give a lecture, people may travel miles to give talk to 3-4 people. But if there is karma yoga to be done, people will say, oh, that's not my job. Let somebody else do it. So they think karma yoga is a low type of service. And that's why they are lazy to do it. Somebody will do. So everybody thinks somebody will do. Nobody does it. But if I am enthusiastic to do any type of service, I have to be all-rounder. Baba says you have to be all-rounder. Karma yoga, cooking, cleaning, dhyana, yoga, typing, whatever service is to be done. I should feel if I do, I'm creating my fortune. If somebody does, they are creating their fortune. So let me create my fortune. This is the time to create my fortune.
Okay, thank you. And next, somebody asks about clearing the karmic accounts. And the question is, can you give a few yuktis to finish the karmic accounts apart from yoga and good wishes?
Main thing is not allow any fear. Because with karmic account, there will be mental torture, verbal abuse, or physical abuse. And when somebody is criticizing one person, abusing one person, then there is negative feeling, fear, worry. And if that negative feeling is there, naturally, we attract negative reaction. As we know, if somebody is afraid of dog, even dog is so sensitive that he will attack that person. If somebody is loving the dog, petting the dog or any animal, they will be friends. We have example of somebody having friendship with lions and tigers, snakes, etc. So if you are not afraid of somebody, if you are treating them with love, feeding them with love, they will be your friends. But if you are afraid, they will chase you. So we have to see that we don't allow any negative feeling of animosity, fear, worry, etc. And remain positive. Good wishes, pure feelings, and powerful yoga. Seed stage of yoga will destroy our vikarma. So not just churning yarn or chit-chat with Baba, but volcanic yoga, seed stage will destroy our sinful karma and sanskaras.
Thank you, Didi. Lots of yuktis there. That's a very full answer. Next, somebody asks about the attachment with children. It's a big challenge for mothers. How to become detached from our children?
Baba always says, look at the Laukiks as a Laukik. Not my children, but Baba's children. So there can be love. You care for them. You cooperate with them. But not think my. My will brings attachment. And one has to look at them as Baba's children and help them, just as Baba loves us unconditionally. You also love them unconditionally. Help them. Make them also jnani, self-sufficient. Don't make them dependent on you, because usually it may be interdependence. Children depend on you, and in the old age you depend on children or grandchildren. Because I find old mothers are more attached to grandchildren than their own children. So that's where we have to establish a logic relationship, brothers and sisters. There is no other relationship in Brahman life, not my children, Baba's children.
Okay, staying on this theme of family relations, we've just answered a question about relationships with children, but now comes a question of dealing with elderly parents. So what is the difference between service and dependency when looking after the elderly parents?
Elderly parents, we have to look after them. But what I always tell everybody, that don't you be the sole caretaker of your parents. If you have got siblings, then it is everybody's duty to share the time and look after or care for those elderly parents. Sometimes what happens that siblings will say, oh, you are not married, so you look after. I got my own children. I have to look after my own family. So financially, if you are working, the sibling will say, you look after financially. If we are alone, we'll say, you look after the parents. So it is easy for them to give away the responsibility. But you have to see that you are carrying out your alaukik spiritual responsibility also. Not that you are stuck with your parents, not able to go for class, not able to do any service. So we have to share responsibility if we have other siblings.
Okay, that's very, very practical there. Now comes a question to do with service. And somebody asks, how can I know if I'm really dedicated to service or I'm just being attracted to service?
If I'm dedicated to service, naturally, I'll spend my thoughts, time, money, energy, everything for Baba. Attraction for service is also good, because unless I'm attracted to service, I won't dedicate to service. But I should not be dependent on service, because many times people are not happy because there is no service. Our happiness should be based on jnana and yoga, churning jnana, and having that intoxication that I'm earning my imperishable fortune from Baba. So we have to give equal importance to all the four subjects, Jnana, Yoga, Dharana and Seva, not only depend on service. So attraction is service is good, dedication is very good, because attraction only without yoga power can be sometimes losing our stage. If I'm not given service, I may be unhappy. If my relationship with other service companion is not good, then I will be unhappy. So Baba says, if service is making you unhappy, don't do service. Your happiness is more important than service. Whatever causes you unhappiness, give it up. So there should not be tension, unhappiness, jealousy, etc. during service.
Okay, that's quite clear. Didi, now comes a question about your speciality. And somebody says that your speciality is to be detached and loving. So how can we balance being detached and loving? And then how should be our love towards other souls other than Baba?
I think if you love Baba, you should love Baba's children also. Because if you love somebody, whoever that person loves, you have to love. So recently in the last Avyakt Bhumi, as far as I know, Baba was saying that all of you have good love for me, but you should have equal love for Brahman family. So the thing is, if I am receiving so much love from Baba, I should be able to share with everybody. Just as Baba loves me unconditionally, I have the aim to become Bap Sama. So I should also love everybody unconditionally. And if I'm taking all support from Baba, all relationship with Baba, then I don't need to depend on human beings. Otherwise, we used to depend in Laukik life with parents, attached to them, attached to first body, then bodily relations. Then after Jnana, what has happened? We are starting to be attached to Jnani people, Alaukik relationship, service companions, our teachers, etc. So main thing, always keep Baba in between you and other people. So think they are Baba's children, not my service companion or not that they are really very good in planning the service or they are very good in talking to people, etc. Because sometimes we are impressed by Jnani, Yogi souls. but they have received Jnana and Yoga power from Baba, not before Jnana. They didn't have that sweetness or loving or charismatic personality. Or even if they had something, there was not that fragrance of spirituality. So what we need to remember is that they are Baba's instrument. Baba has helped them. So I will not be either attracted or attached to them. So take cooperation, but don't depend on them.
Okay, thank you. Didi, somebody asks that if I have lost my zeal and enthusiasm for service, how can I get that back? What is the way to get my zeal and enthusiasm back for service?
Remind myself my aim object. If I want to be master of the world, I must create my subject, my heirs. So if I keep aim and object in front of me, then as a godly student, just as worldly student, what they have aim, pass with first grade. Same thing as a godly student. I must have aim to pass with honors, to be. Don't think, because if I think I am old, then it's time to retire. And that's why, you know, Dadi Janki always used to say, when she became 70, she said, I'm 17. When she became 80, she said, I'm 18. When she became 90, she says, I'm 19. So she maintained that youthful zeal and enthusiasm, thinking I'm young. But if I think I'm old, then I'll say, oh, my body is paining and my this pain and that pain and all sorts of a problem. But I have to maintain that youthfulness, zeal and enthusiasm.
Okay, I think Didi, you yourself are about 18 and a half now, if I'm right. Is that right?
85.
18 and a half, yeah. So still very young. And here comes the next question. It's about the power of yoga. And somebody asks that Baba says we can destroy the vikarma of others by our power of yoga. Can you explain, how does that work?
I don't think we can destroy their vikarma, because they have to destroy that. Our example may inspire them, or our yoga power may give them some peace, solace or power, but not their vikarma will not be destroyed. They have to work for that.
Okay, thank you. And here comes another interesting thing. Baba sometimes says that if your intellect is clear, then you will have the touching to catch the last plane to India. But does it really matter where we are during the final phases of the transition?
It doesn't matter. Because Baba says, wherever you are, you can be doing service. Because if you are in your country, you can give them the vision of angels, their special deities. You can spread the vibration of peace, or people will come to you for the drop of love, peace, happiness, bliss, etc. Whatever they want, they will come. And especially, Baba says, you will give them the vision of that special deity or angels. So it doesn't matter whether you are in your country or come to Madhuban, it's up to you where you want to serve at the end.
Okay, we're coming to the last few minutes. Somebody asks, what is the basis of willpower? How can you increase your willpower?
Any power can be increased through yoga. So willpower also can be increased by yoga. So whichever power you want to increase, during meditation, have that aim. And you will increase that. Especially, you should not be slack or careless. You have to be determined to do something. So opposite weakness we have to overcome. And remind ourselves with jnana that I have done it many times. It's not first time that I'm doing, because if I think, oh, I don't know whether I can do it or not, or whether it will be done or not. So many years I've tried, but I haven't become able to be pure mentally. So I may not be able to do it. But no, just tell yourself, no, I've done many times, nothing new. So if you have done something many times, you are confident that you'll be doing it. And remind yourself that success is your birthright. I will be successful. Don't allow negative thoughts, whether I can do it or not, etc.
Okay, we're coming to now to the final few minutes. And just one question from myself, Didi, if I may ask. I remember hearing that once Baba said about you something like, if he had 10 or 20 Didi Nirmalas, golden age will come tomorrow. Can you tell us about that? What did he say?
I think I was quite new in Yal, few years only. And Dadi Prakashmani was my guide to Madhuban. So Baba didn't tell me, but he told Dadi Prakashmani that if I have such 30 Kumaris, because as soon as I came to Gyan, I dedicated myself. I had sanskar of purity. So Baba had that thought that if there are such 30 Kumaris, golden age can be established in a very short time.
Well, that's a great note to finish on our question answer session. Just to mention, there are other questions which have not been answered. And in the chat box, it does say, if you'd like them to be answered, you can send an email to nirmala@brahmakumaris.org. So that brings the question answer session part to a close. And Didi, I hand over to you. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we have our final?
Yeah, we will have to add at the sad note that Brother Amit Chand has left the body. At 8 o'clock, I got the news that I should end and we should end with few minutes of yoga power for the peace of that soul. Amit Chand Bhai, the in charge of Punjab, Haryana, North, Himachala, Chal, etc., just left body at one hour ago due to corona complication, because he was 82 and he had blood pressure, diabetes, prostate cancer, etc. So couple of days ago there was good news that his parameters are normal, and they took away the ventilator, but next day they had to restart ventilator. And this afternoon around 1:30, Karuna Bhai shared the news that his organs are failing. And 8 o'clock, I got the news that he has left body. So let us have few minutes of meditation for him.
Yeah, Didi, we ask if you could perhaps just look directly into the camera so we can all feel that drishti coming from Madhuban and from you. And so then we end the session in silence. Om Shanti, thanks to the team for putting this together, and best wishes to all.
Om Shanti and goodbye, everybody.